the Black Church. Straight talk for black women. Taking back your manhood. Local politics. Discussions on racism. We deal with the real issues. The People's Station. 103.7 The Beat.
Afternoon Jams, 103.7 The Beat. It's been a great day, Rob. Excellent discussion.
Great
on
day
Facebook.
In the neighborhood. What are they saying on Facebook?
Well, we started off, we posted a video by the artist named Chapter. And we put down there, is it funny? Is it political? Is it ghetto? Is it welfare getting glamorized? What is your opinion? And people voiced their opinion about the video. And Rob, of course, unanimously, me and you agree the same thing, that this video actually gives a great pixel of what goes on in the community.
Yeah, it gives an accurate account.
And we ask for more conscious songs rather than songs that that gives you no message. This song gives a message. So we went on and went further and reached out to the artist because as we find out, this is a young lady. And you're going to find out who the artist is. Matter of fact, we're going to the phone line. We got on the phone line. She's in California. We got Chapter on the phone line. Chapter, how you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good, good. Thanks for being available. I wanted folks to know that you you are a young, educated sister, right?
Yes.
And
I have my I went to college and I studied child development. And I was a special needs teacher.
Special needs teacher.
Yes, for a behavior specialist.
So, yeah. So is that what prompts you to make this video?
Well, what prompted me to make this video was basically the life that I lived as a child. And I had foster children. And a lot of the foster children, their parents would lose their children. And then they would want the children back, not because they wanted to love the children or like they love the children or anything like that, but they wanted to actually get the benefits. Like when they took their children away, they lost their benefits, so therefore they wanted their children back because the money was cut off. And so it was, I had a daycare and I noticed that, like the parents, they go and they get GR and they get welfare and they get a voucher for daycare. And I noticed that a lot of people, they don't take the money and take it to a daycare, to a professional. What they do, they split the money, they take their voucher and take it to a friend and say, you're watching my child and I'm going to split them. Do you agree to split the money with me? And so it's a lot of things that I wanted to basically talk about and use satire and use, and it's basically about child abuse. It's about, it's just about real life. It's
right.
True. And so I wanted to get it across, but in a very unique and different way.
Well, you did that. And also, yeah, had me going. I was like, wait a minute now. This girl, she must know something she ain't supposed to know, you know, and stuff like that, you know. But I also,
yeah,
also want to.
I'm pretty crazy in my role.
Yeah, I also looked at your EPK and what you put out there. She was also touched. As a child, PA, something we discuss a lot.
Wow.
And she made a song about it, too.
About sexual abuse.
Talk to her.
Yes, it's basically, it's called Ken and Barbie. Mm-hmm. And when I was a child, I would take the Barbie dolls. I would take, basically, it wasn't like a Ken. I would take, like Hulk Hogan. Mm-hmm. And then I would take, like, my Barbie, my Barbie or my doll, and I would imitate things. Like, I would make them have sex with each other. And so, because it was just like, if you watch a child, and I learned this in school, if you watch a child, you can tell a lot about them by the way that they play. And so I basically, it starts off like that. It's called Ken and Barbie.
Wow.
It's basically a true story about my life.
And I was trying to get the song illegally on YouTube, letting you know I was trying to get it illegally.
It's not out yet, but it's coming.
So now I got you on the phone. Can you send it to us legally?
I can send it to you guys. I'll send it to you guys.
Now, you send it to us legally?
Yes. Now, I can send it to you legally. All
right. Now, what's your website? How can people get your song, get your music?
You can get my music on, it's now on iTunes. And okay. We just put in Chapter, EBT. And I just finished making a clean version. So you can get the clean version or you can get the explicit version. If you want the clean version, you put it in. It's free swipe, your EBT. And you would see it. It's 99 cents.
Before we run to this song, and I hope you got a minute, tell our audience what you are talking about in this particular song.
Okay, basically I'm talking about welfare. In the state of California, I don't know about Michigan, mm-hmm. but in the state of California, you can take your EBT card and you can get fast food. When they decided to give welfare, they stated that they wanted people to eat healthy, have vegetables and things and healthy food for their children. However, now you can get fast food. You can go to KFC. You can go to Subway. You can go to Domino's. You can go to Pizza Hut. You can also go to certain things, but you have to be on the food program in the state of California. And so if you qualify for the food program, they'll give you, let's just break it all down.
Mm-hmm.
In the state of California, you can get $221 for GR. You can get $179 for food every month. If you have children, you get additional, you know, money. You can also get daycare for free in the state of California. You can get Section 8, which they pay your rent. You may have to pay $4. And a lot of people in the state of California, like, I don't want to put my mother, but like, a lot of people in the state of California, they have paid $4 for rent, and they don't even have that.
They don't have $4.
They don't even have $4 to pay their rent. So you can also, you get lights and gas, you can qualify for that as well. And a lot of people in the state of California, they do that, and they have catering that they're doing with the EBT card. They're braiding hair, they're combing hair with the EBT card. They're not feeding their children. Their children are hungry. If you look at my body on the video, I look malnutrition at the top, and that's because when I was a child, my mother received welfare, and she didn't feed us all the time. Yes, we ate, or I wouldn't be here if I didn't eat.
Right.
But it wasn't right.
So you're speaking from experience, then?
I'm speaking from experience. I'm speaking for what I see, and I'm also speaking for, like, I just see it. I see it. I lived it.
Right.
I mean, I'm not saying that everybody that's on Section 8 and welfare, that they're bad. I'm talking about the ones that abuse the system.
Right.
Some people, especially in this time, a lot of people are losing their homes, and they're losing their jobs. Jobs are overseas in China. They don't have any, the factories, everything is made in China. And so I understand that a lot of people need their benefits. However, what I'm stating is child abuse, neglect. Right.
Neglect.
In the state of California, or EBT and all this other stuff,
mm-hmm.
sometimes they're allowing the parents to abuse their children. And they also, another thing is that the state of California, if these people want the benefits, why can't they do a drug test? Why aren't they doing drug tests for these people if they want to get the taxpayers' money?
Right. Wow.
So it's like I wanted to bring a point across.
Right.
And I directed the video, and I would be on Facebook, and I would see all these pictures. If you go on my Facebook fan page, I have pictures up, and you can see a child that's in the refrigerator. You can see a child. You can see teenagers that are pregnant. You can see say for instance with me, like my mother was on welfare. She did hair. She had jobs. She wasn't on welfare all the time. However, my father, he's in prison. He's still in prison right now. And so a lot of people, they just have children, and they can't even afford to have them, and they keep having them. I can see if you make mistakes, but they keep having them, and they keep having them. And they're like, you know what? It's free. It's like your EBT.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. That's a serious bit. You know, I'm going to play the song, and if you can hang online, because I want to ask some more questions. A serious song. Raising consciousness, but it's satire. She said it's satire.
It's satire. I'm playing the role of Kiwanda.
Okay.
I'm playing the role of Kiwanda. It's irony. And I'm using my words, and I'm using the song as a weapon.
There you go. Check it out, Muskegon. Chapter is free. Swipe your EBT. Be right back. Here's the premiere of it right here at 103.7 The Beat.
Here's a 103.7 The Beat exclusive.
Get it all. so free food. Mama says she can't take me to school. Why am I hungry and we get free food? Free housing, free daycare, free clothes. This is where the taxpayer money goes. Ooh, a booger in my nose. We all share chonies and socks. Didn't mama check come in the mailbox? All you have to do is and 9 months later you're getting a big buck. But all you have to do is ooh. And 9 months later you're getting a big buck. All you have to do is and 9 months later you're getting a big buck. But all you have to do is ooh. It's free. Swipe your EBT. If they money, they gon' keep your butt at the county building. It's too late. They not passing out any more vouchers for Section 8. It's too late. They not passing out any more vouchers for Section 8. They turn me away. All you have to do is and 9 months later, you're getting a big buck. But all you have to do is ooh. And 9 months later, you're getting a big buck. All you have to do is and 9 months later, you're getting a big buck. But all you have to do is ooh. And 9 months later, you're getting a big buck. It's free. Swipe your EBT.
WBSLP 1037 Muskegon, Muskegon Heights. There you go. Chapter. I love it, man. I love this song, sister.
Thank you.
You know, it's serious, but then it's funny.
Yeah.
Because it's
I mean, I honestly I look at the video and I can't stop laughing sometimes. It's just a hot mess. If you can say hot mess, it's a hot mess. Scandalous.
You wanted it to be a hot mess too, right?
I wanted it to be so scandalous, and I wanted to it's satire. It's just like me just going crazy, and it's like to the tenth power. It's bold, in your face, but I just wanted people to like I wanted to shake the world.
Right. Right. What kind of feedback have you been getting?
Okay. So, the comments. I love your comments. I read the comments, and sometimes I even respond to a lot of the comments. I basically, one person said, she's the devil. Another person said that, I'm laughing, and my stomach hurts. He goes, I love you for this. He goes, because everybody and their mama know they be swiping their EBT. And then another person said that, this song needs to go away because the Tea Party, and could you guys hold the single back? Because once the news gets to it, we may lose our benefits. And they don't like the video. It's ridiculous. One person said that this person is so ignorant. She's just ignorant, and this can't be real. But I love the comments. I appreciate it. And another girl, this was really touching. She said, wow, look at that woman. Wow, that's why I listen to my mom, and I don't date boys. I'm going to medical school, and I'm going to be a nurse. That's what she said. And so it's touching all types of nerves. Some people look at the video and they think that I'm for real. And I love it when they don't understand that I'm playing a role. Right. I love it when they're just looking at the video. They look at the video and they just respond. And a lot of them are just so angry. And a lot of them agree. So it's like, I don't think it's like when you hold a stick and one hand is on one side and another hand is on another side and you're shaking it. If everybody was on one side, it wouldn't be any type of
feedback.
It just wouldn't touch anybody. It wouldn't make anybody feel anything. So I love it.
Wow.
What
is your website, exactly, Chapter? What is your website?
It's www.chaptersworld.tv. And we're also about to sell the t-shirts. It's free, like your EBT. And we're also selling the shirts. It says, "Do you accept EBT?" I'm about empowerment. And I'm like, I grew up in South Central. Mm-hmm. I grew up in Kansas City. And I know how it is to be struggling and having an EBT card. I had an EBT card. I was in college. I received grants. I lived in a Section 8 place with my mother. It's not about me degrading the African-American community. I'm trying to empower. I'm trying to push. Like, if you sit in one place, you don't get anywhere. But if somebody pushes the bed or does something to you, you have to get up.
Right. Wow. This is real talk.
You have to move.
Wow. This is refreshing to hear this kind of music, conscious music. That
especially coming from somebody your age. See, we old guys.
Yeah, we old. Very old.
Yeah. We're like over the hill.
Definitely done. You know what I mean?
We're done.
But to hear this, and I hope that you get to spend. I'm going to forward it on. I work with several radio stations, so I'm going to make sure we forward it over to our sister stations.
Yeah.
To make sure.
And I'll definitely send you the album. I'm a poet. So actually the PSA announcement is actually a poem I wrote, and then the song comes in. So every song on the album has a poem to it. So. The poem comes in first, and then the song comes in. And basically, every song on the album will have a music video, and I will direct all my music videos. I may work with, I am going to work with Michael Schultz.
Okay.
And he's a music video editor, and he's a music video director. And he did the coloring and the edit on the video, and he made it pop. And I worked with AD, who did the track on the music. He was the music producer. And I was with Chris Jackson, who produced, and he was the executive producer. So, I mean, it was like a small group of us who did this together, but we worked hard, and we made sure that we remained a team.
Right, right. Wow. Thank you, Chapter.
Thank you, guys.
For this excellent video and song and this art.
And in fact, I want to thank you because, you know what? This was my first interview.
Really? Wow. Out of 30,000? Wow.
You want to call me.
You done got hit 39,000 times.
Yeah, they watching.
Why ain't nobody
they
hit
scared.
You.
They scared of ratings. Yeah. You know, because you do stuff
you
like.
You guys get VIP all the time.
Thank you, Chapter.
You're on my personal cell phone.
Hey, Chapter, this is to you.
I got some t-shirts.
Thank you.
Okay.
Make sure you
seeing fat and old.
Right. Chapter, I'm going to get this to you. This is to you right here. This is. Those applause goes out to you for your hard work and taking a chance, because I know it's not popular doing what you're doing right now.
You know, I'm like trying to put my sunglasses on. Right. I'm scared somebody's gonna beat me up.
And in your professional life, you work with kids in your professional life? What?
I worked with special needs children, like I was their behavior specialist.
Okay.
And I was a foster parent. And Nikki and Buddy, hi, and Shantae and DJ. And I was a foster parent, and I also used to have a daycare called Super Smart.
Wow.
And I gave it all up because I wanted to be a songwriter. I've been running from it. I've been scared so long to do it. And I finally found the confidence to do it.
Wow, wow. So on the album, you spoke about things that you dealt with in life. Rod mentioned sexual abuse. That's on the album.
I spoke about being raped as a child, and I speak about. Let me see. I'm also speaking about prostitution, about Craigslist.
Mm-hmm.
I'm speaking about. Let's see what else. About low self-esteem and girls like dating guys because they just don't have any self-esteem and everybody beat them up all their lives, so they don't know the difference.
Mm.
I'm talking about dating older guys while you're in high school because you're looking for that father figure in your life.
Mm.
I'm also talking about being yourself and like natural, a natural, beautiful young lady, just beautiful, just because you're you. And you don't feel the need to wear makeup all the time and get your nails done or just beautiful. You can have a gap in your teeth. You can have short nails. Just beautiful. I'm talking about loving yourself. If you have a knockoff Coach bag, wear it. Be proud. Having high self-esteem. Mm. High self-esteem. It's not about designer brands. It's about having high self-esteem and loving yourself and getting over things that used to make you cry. Laugh at your pain. So that's what I'm about. Laughing at every, I'm totally, these comments, some of them are really sad, but I'm laughing because I'm bold and I'm very creative, but I'm laughing because I finally, like, have somebody's attention. They're listening to me.
They're going to listen.
Before, it was just like, oh, she has an album coming out. Oh, she's doing this. She's writing. She's this and that. But, I mean, yeah. So I'm totally ready, and I know what to do with this weapon. And if I mess up, I want people to say, you need to go back to being your first album. Go back to being that girl. And I don't have, like, a major record company behind me. I own half the record company. I own all my publishing. I own, you know, everything.
Wow.
It's mine. It's not like I went to, like, a major
label.
I did it all with a small group of people.
The video looked good, though.
Yeah, the video looked like it had $1 million backing behind it, you know.
Right.
I was rubbing my belly for luck and, like, wishing I could have done something like that. Yeah. Yeah,
we was eating good that day. We had candy, we had a piñata, we had a jumper.
Wow.
It was fine stuff.
Now, I noticed on one of the comments somebody said, is this geared toward just black people or African Americans and not, why weren't there any white people in the video?
There's white people in the video.
That's what,
like,
I thought I saw.
Guy, yeah. He has a bag in his hand and he has he's in front of the Burger King and he's swiping his EBT. He has his EBT card in his hand. There's a white girl and she's pregnant and she's the one that goes and she danced. And there's an Asian girl in the video and she's dancing. She has orange on. So, and there's mixed children in the video. The children weren't, like, all black. Some of them were mixed.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like, it was, it's not about color. It's not about race. And that's, I'm not trying to portray, like, the African American community. I'm black. Right. I love being black. So it's not, I'm not trying to be negative in any type of way. I'm not trying to be disrespectful to anybody.
Right.
You know?
Wow. Chapter, good luck. We're going to keep in contact, okay?
Yes.
Good luck.
I'm going to call you guys and make sure that I get you your shirts, and I'm going to get you the album and whatever you need. Oh. I really appreciate this. Thank you so much. You're welcome.
Make sure you send some old fat shirts.
Okay.
Okay. No problem.
All right. God bless you, okay?
Okay.
Take care.
Some smooth move.
Right.
Some smooth move.
All right. Take care.
Okay.
Take care.
Have a beautiful day.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wow. That was Chapter out in California. She had the video. Got the video out. It's free. Swiped at EBT. And what? 30,000 hits.
39,000.
39,000 hits in
almost
like 5 days.
Yeah. 5 days.
Pretty popular. A lot of comments on Facebook. And it's good to hear. It's good to get her comments to see.
Yeah.
To see, now you get a more bigger picture.
Yeah.
You can't knock a lady, a sister, who's speaking from what she's been through in life.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. You can't knock. If our artist did that, rather than this fantasy, I'm a baller, I got money, and you know we all broke. She's speaking from what she's been through in life. She said her mom got the benefits and didn't feed them all the time. They were hungry.
Yeah.
So, that's real talk. Got to go, Rob. Get some birthdays. Got announcements. Man, I really, 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 really enjoyed that.
Yes.
To hear that. Somebody speaking from their experience. I wonder what our artists would be talking about if they actually talked about what they went through in life. What would your message be about? What would your mixtape be about if you spoke about what you went through in life?
Mm-hmm.
Take off the fantasy stuff because we know we don't have no money. We go to jail, we don't have bail. We're using a quarter pointed lawyer, right?
Yeah.
Most of the time, they got to point you one, but you're a baller.
You're riding around here with 30-inch rims.
So she's writing about something that is real that she went through in her life. Man, you can't knock that. Cannot knock it. Real life. All right. Happy birthday to Walter Williams. I think he's from the OJs. Celebrity Walter Williams celebrating.